From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has ordered the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. Speaking late Monday, the Russian leader said, with Russia's help, government forces in Damascus have witnessed a dramatic turnaround in the fight against what he called international terrorism. Syria says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated response. Syria's opposition spokesman, Salim El-Mezlet, was more cautious in his reaction.
This, of course, will affect the side of the other side, will affect the regime. We see this on the ground, that Russians are not in Syria anymore. We want, you know, Russian people to be friends in Syria, but not really partners in killing the Syrians. It will be important if this decision is taken. It will be more important if Putin decide to really stand beside the Syrian people, not beside the dictator.
A reference to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, the proximity peace talks among the various factions began Monday in Geneva. Soldiers patrolled empty beaches in the Ivorian resort town of Grand Bassam Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack. They killed 18 people, 15 civilians and 3 soldiers. Foreign nationals, including 4 French citizens and a German woman, were among the dead. All 3 gunmen were killed.
Je vous demande donc à toutes.
Speaking on national television late Monday, Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara urged his countrymen not to cede to fear, but go on with their activities. Security forces, he said, are in control. He declared 3 days of national mourning. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. An American member of Islamic State surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq near the town of Sinjar. He's tentatively identified as Mohammed Jamal Qais of Virginia. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said he's aware of the reported surrender and had this message for all Americans who join terror groups.
We had long recommended against travel to Syria by American citizens, point one. Point two, we've been very clear that if you go to fight for a terrorist organization, then you're a terrorist. And then you do that at your own peril, because the one thing the United States has proven time and time again is that we're capable of and willing to go after threats to our country and terrorism threats in particular, where and when we need to.
He said over the past several weeks there have been reports of increasing numbers of defections from IS. North Korea's state-run media say leader Kim Jong-un has ordered tests of a nuclear warhead and ballistic missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads in a short time. The tests follow what was described as a successful simulation of an atmospheric reentry of a ballistic missile. The European Union is beginning work on sanctions against those in Libya deemed obstructing an agreement on a national unity government. At a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels Monday, UN envoy to Tripoli Martin Kobler said there's an urgent need for action to end the country's chaos.
The situation is difficult. There are threats of terrorism. There is a dire economic situation and a social situation, security situation in the whole country. And it's very important to enter a new stage. That's why the Libyan political dialogue.
Reports indicate new EU sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freeze, would target the speaker of the Eastern Libya administration and the head of the rival General National Congress in Tripoli. An Italian father and son, members of an anti-poaching group, were killed by a park ranger in a Zimbabwe wildlife park Sunday. Rangers apparently mistaking the pair for poachers opened fire on Claudio Chiarelli and his son Max. Emmanuel Fundera is chairman of the Zimbabwe Safari Operators Association.
Both Claudio and Max and another operator, Francesco, were in Manapu's area. Their role there was to collaborate with national parks and assist them against anti-poaching, which has gone fairly rampant in that particular area.
An investigation is underway. It was reported Monday the 2 park rangers were killed Saturday in what appears to have been a coordinated attack by a militia in Virunga National Park in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That attack, which surfaced Monday, occurred Saturday. The Ethiopian-based Human Rights Council has accused the country's security forces of carrying out rights abuses during recent unrest over a controversial boundary change. It says it is evidence of extrajudicial killings, torture, beatings, illegal detentions, forced disappearances, and arson. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.